This is Leo Baybue for KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online. Today, we're going to have a conversation about summer experiences, opportunities for youth in the greater Northland area. Specifically, these are experiences available to children of, and well, maybe the children are also listeners to KTWH. They should be in school when this interview is first airing, so I'll just say that in introducing you all to Ross Barnes, who is the director of Camp Miller. It's a YMCA camp affiliated with the Duluth YMCA. And maybe, Ross, you can orient me in the proper direction, how your programs are directed and your role. You're the director. I don't know how long you've been in this position, but could you describe a little bit the camp that you direct?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Leo. I really appreciate getting the opportunity to talk to your listeners. So I'm actually the new camp director here at YMCA Camp Miller. My wife and I, we actually just moved to Minnesota in November, so just in time for that winter, which we enjoyed very much. So very much looking forward to the summer now and getting the summer camp program into motion.
And by the way, is that when Camp Miller is primarily operating? Are there four-season activities at other times of the year, or is really summer where your role kicks in?
Yeah, so summer will be the primary program that we offer, that summer camp program. You know, we were able to bring in a lot of counselors and really make full utilization of all the activities. We're sitting on a beautiful lake here, Lake Sturgeon, and just having, the full range of activities that Camp Miller has to offer. But outside of that, we are actually gearing up again this winter. We've been doing some renovations to our dining hall. So we've got a lovely new space here at camp to invite campers and families back into when they start to heading back out to Camp Miller. So we've just finished that renovation now. A little bit of renovation still going on. I'm not sure if your microphone's picking up, but you might hear some work in the background. But yeah, we've been working to improve this space, and we've actually just hosted a wedding this last weekend and family reunions, school groups, family camps, any number of events where a group can come out outside of that summer camp program and enjoy the facilities that we have to offer here.
Yes, I did notice when checking out Camp Miller online that there seemed to be windows on the weekends. And I don't know, are people using different facilities, or is there additional lodging for other than youth campers? I don't have a picture in my mind of just how extensive your campus is.
Yeah, no, we're sitting on 340 acres of property out here in Lake Sturgeon, and we've got a variety of cabins, some more from the rustic camping feel cabins to some pretty modern facilities as well, some modern cabins with your plumbing and just all those modern amenities and luxuries that folks appreciate, I think. We call that side of the camping world, we call glamping.
Yes.
So when folks come out, they can enjoy some of those amenities inside the cabin as well. And as I say, with the renovation, the dining hall's just got a massive facelift, if you like, to really bring that into 2022 and just make it so much more beautiful and inviting in there. So we're really excited about that. And yeah, the shoulder season to the summer camp provides a lot of opportunity. I've not yet experienced the summer here in Minnesota, but I'm told that the summers are the best part of Minnesota, and I'm really looking forward to being able to experience that.
Well, there's clearly quite a debate. There are the winter lovers, the winter haters, the summer lovers, and the summer tolerators. It's just, you know, Ross, you'll make up your mind, I'm sure, by this November when you've had an anniversary here. If you thought winter was okay, that already speaks very highly of you, because at least on the north shore of Lake Superior, probably about 50, 60 miles north of you, it was an extensive winter, longer than average in terms of cold.
That's what
cold.
I've been hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yes, we certainly hit our stride with some warm spring weather last week. We even had a touch of it here. But Sturgeon Lake being south of Duluth, we're starting to talk about what we might refer to as the banana belt. But I imagine you're going to be welcoming your first campers. And maybe you could explain for folks, are there both day camp opportunities and resident overnight week-long camp opportunities? How does that work? How long are the sessions? How many of them are there in the summer? And how can people find out more about those opportunities if they are interested in it for their family?
Absolutely. You know, you can find more information online. Just, you know, hit in that search bar, YMCA Camp Miller. You can give us a call here at the office. Obviously, right now, we are getting very busy. There's a lot of things to do in preparation for camp. And with the weather now, as nice as it is, getting out there and getting out onto the property a little bit more. But you can call the office at 218-722-4744. And in terms of our summer camp program, there's so much to offer this summer. We've got our traditional overnight camp. That's for ages 7 through 13. That is a week-long camp. Kids arrive here on a Sunday afternoon, and they're with us through to the following Friday afternoon. During that period of time, they have access to the whole gamut of camp activities here, from playing out on the lake, sailing, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and swimming, and also participating on a variety of activities on our land program. So mountain biking, archery, riflery, zip lining, climbing. We've got some specialists coming in to lead arts and crafts, dance, drama, and of course, a whole host of field games, you know, soccer, basketball, those sort of things. So the kids get to do all of that during the day. And then in our evenings, we'll have camp-wide evening programs, campfires, songs, skit, and all of this will be led and facilitated by our excellent group of counselors. You know, we've been diligent spending this off season looking for the very best role models to come out and be part of the summer camp program. And of course, we have the day camp program, Monday through Friday. They get to participate in most of everything I just said, with the exception, of course, those evening programs and being a part of the, you know, the campfires at evening, because unfortunately they do this, they get to only experience it for the day. But, you know, I love it when those day campers do try out an overnight week as well. So that's for the day camp. Actually goes as low as ages 6. They can come and join at age 6 for the day camp. But we don't want to forget about our teens, that have been in the program and have enjoyed that experience growing up with Camp Miller. They'll have the opportunity to graduate to our adventure team or leaders in training program, ages 13 through 15. The adventure camp features off-site primitive camping trip down Kettle River. So a little bit more of that adventurous base there for those campers. And then the leaders in training will focus more on developing those leadership skills. We'll have service project, leadership workshops. That will be headed up by our team camp counselor, our head of team camp counseling. And then the counselor in training, which is kind of that last stop for campers before graduating to either being a counselor itself or moving on from camping for good. And I hope that they want to be counselors. The counselor in training program, ages 6 to 17. That's for any of those folks that have aspirations of being a counselor and being able to give the opportunities to kids that they had themselves through camp. Hopefully, by coming up through this program, they develop a love and a passion for all of the things that they experienced and want to give back and make sure that there's a new generation of kids that get those same opportunities just like they did. So that's actually a two-week session. We'll spend the first week kind of in those leadership workshops talking about, you know, what it is to be a counselor and developing an evening program and just getting them involved in a variety of things at camp. And then the following week, they will be put in as shadow counselors, if you like, in a cabin. They'll be able to lead nightly reflections, participate in, you know, those evening programs, running and executing ideas that they've come up with. They will be shadowing some activities, seeing where their future might lie in terms of coming back as a counselor the following year and being able to facilitate an activity for those campers in the following year. So it's really a job interview in some ways. They will be evaluated and assessed throughout that process and hopefully leave here with a better idea of what it is to think about intentional summer camp programming and what it's like from the other side when you're the counselor creating those intentional experiences for the campers.
We're speaking today with Ross Barnes, the director at YMCA Camp Miller in Sturgeon Lake, and we're talking about the upcoming 2022 season. Ross, it strikes me that you obviously have to have counselors who are ready to handle all of the responsibilities. I'm sure many of the parents are quite interested with some concern that they know the quality of the training and what they're trained in. I noticed that you have designated in your online information that mornings are often spent in aquatic activities, and I just think of boating and swimming and think to myself, well, you must have to have certification for folks who have lifeguard training to be involved with those activities. Is that something that happens apart from training at Camp Miller for the counselors in training? Do you actually provide folks with certifiable training that they can carry with them?
Absolutely, yeah. And thank you for that question. You know, when it comes to the drop-off day and parents are signing their children into camp and leaving them for the week in our care, you know, that's a responsibility that is never lost upon me. Just the weight of the, you know, a child is the most important part of a parent's life. So that's never lost on me, and I impress that upon our counselors during training. We will take 2 weeks prior to welcoming our first camper to camp to thoroughly train and get all of our counselors ready for the summer program. The first week will be spent acquiring certifications. Okay. So if anybody is going to be in the role of a lifeguard, or they're going to be in the role of the high ropes facilitation courses, like the zip line and the high ropes challenge course, they're going to get certified by a professional certification body. So all our lifeguards will be certified through the Red Cross. All of our high ropes counselors are going to be certified through an ACCT vendor. That they're the ones that govern the whole high ropes challenge course accreditation process. So we'll get those certifications for our counselors. Every counselor will be CPR and first aid trained as well. We'll also have volunteer RNs on camp every week. You know, if there's anybody listening to this who's curious as to how that works, our volunteer nurse staff, in exchange for, you know, sending their child or up to a couple of children to camp for the week, will volunteer their time in kind and be here to administer medications and tend to any bumps and bruises or sore tummies that may happen over the week. And, you know, knock on wood, those are going to be kept to a bare minimum, but they're here just in case for our parents' peace of mind. The other thing I should note about the counselors is that all of our counselors will be senior counselors. Every one of them will be over 18 years of age at the start of camp, and just ready to provide those experiences for the campers.
In preparing to talk to you, I did scan some of the very impressive list of activities, and I noted that a lot was similar to what I experienced at Scout Camp for 13 years or more. I became a leader in the scouting movement, as well as having experienced it as a scout, and we had archery and riflery and aquatic activities, everything from fishing, the canoeing, to swimming and life-saving training. But you had some things like zip lining and rock climbing. Just made me jealous, made me want to be young again so I could go back and experience the 2022 version of camp. But do you think that the camper's experience in general is fundamentally the same that it might have been for their parents 20, 30 years ago? Or is there something really different? I don't know what I'm trying to accomplish, because I'm going to ask you about how you handle electronic devices and the fact that we have the digital generation with us in camp now.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we can definitely talk about that. And electronics has definitely changed the way that society, you know, not just the kids, but society in general, kind of interacts with each other on a daily basis. Our work lives, our social lives have become so much more dependent and dictated by these things. But certainly in terms of the camp experience over the last 30 years, I'll tell you, I started being involved in summer camps back in 2006. I was a J-1 visa participant, so I actually haven't grown up with this. I don't know if your listeners have yet guessed it, but I'm not from the U.S. originally. I'm actually from London, England. And coming to the U.S. as a J-1 visa participant in my early 20s, it was a new experience for me. We didn't have anything really like this in the UK. And it's changed a little bit in that time. But I imagine, looking back and speaking to people anecdotally from, you know, their childhoods in the 90s or 80s coming to camp, that the American Camping Association, that's the big accreditation body for the camping, the summer camp industry. You know, Camp Miller is an ACA accredited camp, and it's got safer. There's a lot more intentional, I think, thought goes into why are we doing this and going through those policies and procedures and, you know, making sure that we compliant with the accreditation that's needed to run a safe camp. So I think at the heart of it, though, summer camp has always been and will always be about creating safe, fun, and hopefully a place for transformative growth for campers that attend here. And I think that's always been at the heart of what summer camp is.
Yeah, this week, this very radio station, KTWH, Ross, is running a special half-hour visit with a local early learning educator who runs an educational program year-round where she spends with her charges, I think they're mostly pre-K, outdoors as much of the time, including in the winter in northern Minnesota, outdoors for virtually the entire day for 6 months of the year and as much of the day as possible outside over the rest of the year. Parents actually seek her out for that, and it just speaks to the fact that... Yeah, and it just speaks to the fact that parents are kind of cognizant, I think those that are paying attention, that it's become harder and harder with all of the distractions, electronic and otherwise, to raise children that are really fully comfortable and fully at home outdoors. It seems to have become more of a challenge. So I wondered from your many years now as a summer camp person, what your observations tell you about the role that these kinds of shared outdoor experiences among kids can mean to their development and their overall makeup, both socially and emotionally and, you know, even intellectually.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have the studies in front of me right now, but there's been a lot of research, especially of interest from the American Camping Association into this. We know that connection to nature, we know that an immersion in nature is healthy for everybody, you know, kids, adults. Just getting outdoors more often will decrease stress, decrease anxiety, you know, boost heart health. All of these things are connected to that active outdoor lifestyle. And we know on the flip side of that, that spending too much time indoors in front of a TV, in front of your computer screens or on the phone, these are actually things that have been shown to increase anxiety, to increase depression and things of that nature. You know, what's interesting now is that I think the need for summer camp is actually greater than it's ever been. We've known about the benefits of being outdoors and spending times outside at recreational play with your peers and, you know, being able to make friends. But the last 2 years have really shown just what that isolation can look like. And, you know, we've seen the reports coming out of that increased levels of depression and anxiety in kids that have been denied the opportunity to really get that proper socialization at school, proper socialization with their sports teams and what have you. So having the opportunity to come out to camp now and not only get that socialization with their peer groups, but also do it in a beautiful, picturesque part of the world with the nature that we have here at Sturgeon Lake is massively beneficial. I think in my time, my many years at camp, just seeing some kids really come out of their shell arriving at camp and watching them grow over a series of years where they come back. Camp at its minimum, I always want to be a place where kids experience a safe and fun experience. You know, and they go home and they tell their parents that they had a great time, and that's amazing, and that's, you know, the experience I always want to deliver. But think at its best, when the need is there and we can meet that need, meet that challenge for that camper. Camp is a place for children to grow, and sometimes it is through a little bit of adversity. Sometimes a camper is nervous about being away from home. It's their first time in a place without their parents or with unfamiliar people in an unfamiliar routine. But that challenge is good and healthy for a kid, for a camper who is growing and developing. And through that adversity, through that challenge, in a place with role models and adults who care passionately about the development of that child is going to be able to grow in confidence. They're going to be able to grow their self-esteem. They're going to be able to develop their social skills. And, you know, hopefully by being in the company of the role models that I believe I hire every year, they're going to grow and develop their character by being here as well.
You're certainly hoping for the arc of transformation to be over the course of years. And in that first year of a child's experience, even if it gets off to a rocky start, you're more often than not, you see somebody much happier about their choice of attending camp at the end of the week than at the beginning for some who are having a hard time adjusting. You generally don't have to be sending them home.
No, definitely. And that's it. You know, it's not just, you know, sometimes you mentioned the electronics. Sometimes it's not just the homesickness that has to be overcome. Sometimes it's a withdrawal from technology.
Wow.
Something that you and I probably didn't have to deal with. But this is a technology-free experience for the campers. And that in of itself is very healthy. So when the campers are here for a period of 1 week out of the year, they get to come to Camp Miller and they get to switch off. They get to turn off, you know, the video games and be playing real games with people out on the field, on the lake, you know, at the target sports ranges. They get to switch off those electronics and just be totally immersed in the moment with the people who are here and present with them. And I think that that's a wonderful thing for campers to experience, especially given that in this day and age, it's actually becoming increasingly rare for kids to totally be able to do that.
Indeed. Kids are not walking around talking about how many bars they have.
Yeah, that's right.
If you know what I mean. Yes, and maybe there are very sleepy heads at the end of very, very full days that maybe many modern children aren't used to having such physically, socially engaging long days.
Yeah, if I don't have tired campers at the end of the day, I'm thinking that we're doing something wrong. That should be the goal. Some exhausted but happy campers when it comes to lights out at the end of the day.
So I'm speaking today with Ross Barnes, the director at Camp Miller, the YMCA camp at Sturgeon Lake. You must generally get most of your campers over the summer coming from the greater northern Minnesota area. But you and I touched base before the interview on the fact that you yourself were a J-1 visa participant. And Camp Miller provides an opportunity for kids to travel to other parts of the world through the eyes and words of some counselors that they're going to be having. You want to talk about who's on your staff that brings perspectives of world culture and what that means?
Absolutely.
At camp?
Absolutely, yeah. As you said, I was a J-1 visa participant many years ago, and you know, that's just it's a wonderful program. So it allows camps. So the J-1 visa participants, they get sponsored through an agency. There's a number of them out there, Camp America, Camp Leaders, IENA, and they go through the process of working with the participant in their home country to visit the embassy and get all of their paperwork and background checks and what have you in order. And then through a website, you know, those same participants kind of advertise themselves, what skill sets they bring to the table and why they want to be a part of this program, what their experience working with kids has been. And we can find some really, really talented, amazing young people from further abroad than just looking inwards at the United States. Now, this summer, I actually do have counselors coming from California and Texas and New York that will be bringing their talents to Minnesota to work with our kids here. But beyond that, because of the J-1 visa program, we also have counselors from, last I checked, it was 10 different countries and 5 different continents.
Wow.
To give you a little bit of a rundown there, that's, of course, counselors from the U.S. and North America, which is fantastic. But we also have folks coming from New Zealand, Jamaica, Malawi, Mexico, England, Australia, Germany, Tanzania, and Colombia.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fantastic cultural exchange for the participant coming, but equally it's a fantastic cultural experience for the camper that gets to potentially have a counselor in their cabin, or you know, they're with one of these counselors in an activity and they get learn a little bit, ask questions and just find out more about the world beyond the United States. And that's been one of the best parts of my experience. Obviously, I'm a massive advocate for the J-1 visa program, and every camp I've been at, every camper I've met has really appreciated that opportunity to be in a camp with that kind of environment.
It is great to hear about that aspect of camp life, which is nothing like what I ever got to experience as a summer camper at a scout camp, where we were with the more or less the same people that lived in a small county in the state of New Jersey. And now you're talking about opening up doors to all the states in the union and countries beyond. It's a wonderful thing to hear about. Ross, I hear you. This is going to be your first summer here. You've been working in camps since 2006. I don't know what the arc of your life has been, but this is not not your first camp rodeo, so to speak, as they might say.
It's not my first camp rodeo, no. So this is my third YMCA camp. I originally had the privilege and the opportunity to be a J-1 visa participant at a YMCA camp in Virginia on the Eastern Shore there. So
okay.
That was beautiful. And watching the sunset on the eastern coast of the United States over the Chesapeake Bay was always a highlight. That was quite magnificent. But yeah, I've just spent the last several years down in Houston and Texas, and I'm really looking forward and relishing the opportunity to be here in Minnesota and here at Camp Miller. We're coming into this organization and this camp feels like a great honor. It's Camp Miller's 124th year of operation.
Amazing.
It's one of the oldest YMCA camps in the country, and I'm very much looking forward to this summer and, of course, celebrating the 125th anniversary next year and hoping to lay that foundation of those great camp experiences to keep Camp Miller successful in going for another 125 years and beyond.
And as we wrap up, we can hopefully you can help me remind folks how they can learn more about Camp Miller experiences and how they, if interested, might sign up. I know we can give them a phone number as well, but they can simply online look up YMCA Camp Miller.
Yes, absolutely. So for all the listeners, thank you for listening in today, and I hope you excited and learned a lot about Camp Miller. To learn more or register online, go to ymcacampmiller.org or you can call 218-722-4745.
Great. We've been speaking today with Ross Barnes, again, new director this year at Camp Miller, and you're going to be quite busy for a number of months, but when you get some kind of break in the shoulder season, you're in a very special part of the country, and I hope you come up and visit the Lake Superior region and see the wilderness that lies north of Lake Superior and add that to your experiences in life. And I hope it's a great opening year for you as director of this camp, and look forward to hearing stories from some young folks who may be returning from the camp this year. So thanks for joining us today, Ross.
You betcha. Thank you for having me on with you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye now. Ross Barnes, the director of Camp Miller, YMCA camp in Sturgeon Lake that is serving the Duluth YMCA, as Ross said, for 124 years. We're glad to have you aboard listening to KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio with a Lake View.